Good morning. The House Health and Human Services Committee will come to order and the secretary will call the roll.
Representative Boomgarden?
Yep.
Representative Dreyer?
Here.
Representative Heineman?
Here.
Representative Yerke?
Here.
Representative Kirkaby? Representative Lucas?
Here.
Representative Miles?
Here.
Representative Nygaard? Representative Olson?
Here.
Representative Steele?
Here.
Representative Van Norman? Representative Rave?
Here.
Representative Van Etten?
Here.
Mr. Chair, 10 of 13 are present.
Okay, a quorum is present. We have several people presenting bills this morning elsewhere. Chairman will entertain a motion to approve the minutes. Moved by Rave, second by Lucas. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The chair had a request to defer 1167 and 1168. And I misunderstood, and therefore we only have one bill on for this morning, which is Senate Bill 19. I'll introduce our pages, Nicole Lafers, Corsica, and Alexandria Lindemann, Lee Deadwood. Thanks for coming. So, we'll go to Senate Bill 19. Morning.
Morning. I was really hoping I'd get to be last, but no such luck.
You are last.
Yeah, that's true.
The last shall be first.
Yes.
Today. Go ahead, introduce yourself and start.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Carol Tillinghusen. I'm the Executive Secretary for the South Dakota Board of Funeral Service, and we're here before you today with a bill to raise our licensure fees. The mission of the Board of Funeral Service is to protect the safety of the public and the health. We do this by licensure of qualified persons, inspection of funeral establishments and crematories, enforcement of the statutes, rules and regulations governing funeral service, and this includes the appropriate resolution of complaints. There are several reasons for the increased cost to the board. One complaint that escalates to a hearing can deplete a board's cash reserves, as we have seen on other boards and we have heard about in other states. In addition, the travel costs to inspect all funeral establishments in the state have increased over the past few years. The labor costs to staff the board office have increased dramatically in the last 10 years due to the increased workload. There are errors and omissions in liability insurances that were not required in the past. The current fee is at the maximum cap set in statute. For the last 3 years, the board's expenditures have exceeded their revenues. If the fees are not increased and expenses and revenues continue as they have over the last 3 years, the board could become insolvent by the end of FY08. Since boards are self-supporting, the only way to generate additional revenue is through increasing fees. We are asking to increase fees that have not been increased for over 10 years. We did a little research on other states to see where we were nationwide. South Dakota right now is at $50 for an embalmer license. Wyoming is at $125. Montana is at $250. Nebraska is at $25. They're the only ones lower than us. Minnesota is at $100. Ohio is $140. And North Dakota is $100. The renewal fees on all those boards are the same. The homes in South Dakota are at $100. In Wyoming, they're $150. Montana is $250. Nebraska, again, is $25. Minnesota is $225. Ohio is $250. And North Dakota is $100. So I guess at this time, if you have any questions.
We'll see if there are any other proponents or opponents first, and then we'll go to questions, okay? Any other proponents for Senate Bill 19? Any other proponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 19? Any opponents? Okay, we'll welcome you back up and ask questions. Committee questions? Representative Lucas?
Well, Mr. Chairman, since I just live 20 miles from Nebraska, I was wondering why it's such a good deal to get buried there. Or maybe they cut costs somehow.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how active that, you know, we're assuming that board probably isn't real active, or they don't have the number of complaints, or they don't deal with the number of complaints. I really don't know the reason.
Other questions? Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and maybe you just need to enlighten me, so bear with me. You've got the raises the caps for a funeral service license from 50 to 125 and the funeral establishment. What is the difference?
The establishment is the home.
Home?
Right.
And then the other one is the?
The other one is the licensee, so that would be one home could have seven employees or two employees or just one.
Okay. Thank you for.
Further questions? What about, so you talk about caps, but where are you going? Are you going?
No, that's a good question. The plan was to increase the embalmers, which is the funeral service licensees, by $50. And so we've got, and the homes, they wanted to raise another $100. So the embalmers would go from $50 to $100. And the homes would go from 100 to 200 is the intent with the rules, what the board voted on. So with 348 embalmers, that would bring in an extra $50 revenue, which would be $17,400. The 105 homes, an extra $100 would be $10,500. That would give us extra income of $27,900. And last year we went in the hole $19,823. So that would generate an additional $7,900 income if we don't lose anyone. But always when you do a fee like this, you'll probably lose a few that don't renew.
What about in your bill brief, you talk about inspecting all funeral establishments. What's the rule there? How often does that happen? Who goes?
They happen annually, and the board members, we used to have a full-time inspector, or not full-time, but he one inspector, inspected the whole state. But what happened is he was a private contractor, and then when the state required errors and omissions insurance, he couldn't get it. They said it was too risky. So we checked across the nation, and there was no one that would insure our inspector. So what we had to do is go to the members themselves, and they're covered under the People's Fund. And the reason the insurance company said was that the crematories, that it was just too risky to insure people who inspected crematories. So anyway, the board members themselves, we've got two board members actually that are the inspectors, and they split the state up. And then we just pay them as an employee. And their travel expenses as well.
So is this a part-time job for them or full-time?
It's part-time. But I've been already noticed by one of them that he's going to be asking an increase next year because he said he went in the hole last year, what he's getting paid, and he said he just can't do it anymore for that. And we have to use board members, so we're going to have to use some of the funds for that as well.
And how many are there on your board?
There are eight board members.
Okay.
But some of them are lay members, and some of them don't wish to do inspections. So we've got two willing to inspect right now on the current board.
Didn't we just change that?
Yeah.
I think a couple sessions ago, I think we changed the constitution, the number on your board to make it an odd number. I can't remember if we went up or down, but.
I think did we go with a non-voting that we kept eight, but one of the members was not voting?
Okay, that could be. Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You had indicated that you'd gone into a deficit the last couple of years.
Yes.
What is your fund balance? And you said by 08 you could be insolvent.
The fund balance is, looking at this, $26,728 right now.
Further questions? Representative Yerke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just out of curiosity, more than anything, what are the types of issues that you most often have to deal with that create problems that require your board to be in existence when you're out inspecting these homes?
It's usually cleanliness, safety issues on inspections. There's a whole list of rules. They also get into OSHA, and there's some things that, as far as the inspecting of the homes, to make sure that they have the cleanliness and safety standards. the major issues that we get into with complaints on the board, we've had like trust, we have prearranged trusts, and we've had a lot of issues on trust money. You know, some of the complaints really are frivolous. We've got them as frivolous as grandma's hair didn't look good, you know, but those, of course, we don't spend a lot of money on. But we've had some more serious complaints on this board, some that I can't talk about because I'm afraid I'll say something I shouldn't. But
any other questions? Okay, then we'll close the question period and open to committee discussion and or action. Representative Boomgarden.
Question to the chairman, I guess. Was this something that's going to have to go through the government audit and operations board?
I don't think so. I think we have adequate justification that we can explain it, and we have looked into the finance aspect of it, I think. Representative Rave.
Mr. Chair, move do pass.
Do pass by Representative Rave, second by Representative Heineman. Discussion?
Well, I think most comments have been made. I think that's to keep the board solvent. We need to do this, and it doesn't look like they have an exorbitant fund balance with their $10,000 deficit. So I think we can, I would ask you to support the do pass motion. Thanks.
All right. Further comments, discussion? All right. We have a do pass motion for Senate Bill 19. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Boomgarden?
Aye.
Representative Dreyer?
Aye.
Representative Heineman?
Aye.
Representative Yerke?
Aye.
Representative Kirkeby? Representative Lucas?
Aye.
Representative Miles?
Aye.
Representative Nygaard? Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Steele?
Aye.
Representative Van Norman? Representative Rave?
Aye.
Representative Van Etten?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, 10 ayes.
Senate Bill 19 passes with a unanimous vote. We have a motion for consent by Representative Yerke, second by Representative Heineman. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Thank you all for coming. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Representative Heineman, second by Representative Miles. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.